Welcome to episode 734 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. One of the most astounding chapters in the Bible, Psalm 119, is a remarkable mosaic of prayers, affirmations, reflections, and praises that revolve around the central theme, the profound impact of God's Word on a person's life. Its 176 verses are organized into 22 sections, each beginning with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, essentially making it an acrostic poem. This structure serves as a literary device to encourage memorization and meditation on the Psalm's primary message, the inestimable value of God's law. It's an extensive poetic journey through the gamut of human emotions, spiritual dilemmas, and deep theological truths. In our previous episode, we began a deep dive into this longest chapter in the Bible. We worked through the first seven sections, corresponding to the first seven letters of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, He, Vav, and Zayin. We continue today with the eighth section, Hate. The Hate section, verses 57 to 64, serves as a turning point in our expedition, providing a comprehensive vision of what life devoted to God's Word looks like. Verse 57, You are my portion, Lord, I have promised to obey your words. The psalmist identifies God himself as the ultimate prize, with obedience to his law serving as the path to this divine relationship. The Tate section, verses 65 to 72, showcases the transformative power of affliction when interpreted through the lens of God's word. Verse 71, It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The psalmist's attitude towards suffering is counterintuitive. He sees it as a mechanism that drives him closer to God, a sentiment that Christ echoed in his own earthly sojourn. The Yod section, verses 73 to 80, makes a poignant cry for God's salvation and guidance. The psalmist recognizes his own frailties, but clings to the hope that God's promises offer. Verse 74, May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. In expressing this, the psalmist also identifies the communal nature of faith. Our personal walk with God serves as a testimony to others. Here in the Kof section, verses 81 to 88, the sense of urgency heightens. The psalmist is weary, nearly losing hope, yet clinging desperately to God's promises. Verse 83, Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. The psalmist felt weak, as if he were a fragile wineskin that had turned dry and had become black with smoke. This was the condition of his soul and spiritual life, dry. A wineskin in smoke was useless, shriveled, and unattractive because of being blackened with soot. The raw humanity of the psalmist is palpable, making this section deeply relatable for anyone experiencing spiritual dryness or emotional turmoil. The Lamed section, verses 89 to 96, exalts the eternal nature of God's word. Verse 89, Your word, Lord, is eternal, it stands firm in the heavens. In a world teeming with change and uncertainty, the psalmist finds solace in the unchanging character of God's commands. This is a comforting thought for modern readers as well, affirming that God's word remains a stable foundation amid life's unpredictabilities. In the Meme section, verses 97 to 104, the psalmist's love for God's law becomes his source of wisdom, setting him apart from his enemies, guiding him through life's complexities. Verse 97, Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long. The sentiment here echoes the wisdom literature's notion of meditation on God's law as a pathway to wisdom and discernment. The Nun section, verses 105 to 112, is perhaps one of the most famous portions of this psalm, offering the renowned verse, verse 105, Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. This analogy of God's word as a light signifies guidance, safety, and direction amidst life's uncertainties, illuminating the way in both moral and spiritual matters. In a world that often feels like a maze of confusion, God's word provides clarity and direction. Jesus himself is described as the light of the world, in John 8 verse 12, embodying the truth and wisdom found in the scriptures. The Psalmic section, verses 113 to 120, confronts the reality of evil and deception in the world, but asserts that God's law serves as a bastion of truth and righteousness. Verse 113, I hate double-minded people, but I love your law. It's a strong assertion of the protective role that God's word plays in our lives, shielding us from falsehood and leading us towards authenticity and integrity. As we reach the Ion section, verses 121 to 128, the psalmist shows how adherence to God's commands is not just about individual piety, but also involves a societal or communal dimension. He pleads for justice and acknowledges that genuine justice can only be rooted in the divine order. The Pay section, verses 129 to 136, exclaims the marvelous nature of God's statutes. Verse 129, "Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them." It reminds us that God's law is not a burdensome set of rules, but a beautifully designed pathway leading to a fuller, more enriched life. The Tzaddah section, verses 137 to 144, moves into the realm of theodicy, grappling with the righteousness of God in a world full of injustice. Verse 140, "Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them." Even when circumstances are grim, the psalmist's faith remains unshaken, testifying to the enduring reliability of God's promises. In the Kof section, verses 145 to 152, the psalmist's pleas for salvation reach an emotional crescendo. With earnest cries and a restless spirit, he seeks God's attention. Verse 145, "I call with all my heart, answer me, Lord, and I will obey your decrees." This emotional intensity aligns with Jesus' moments of intense prayer, especially in Gethsemane, where he too sought God's direction and comfort in the face of immense suffering. The Resh section, verses 153 to 160, continues the trend of earnest pleas, but emphasizes God's compassion and love as the foundation for salvation. Verse 156, "Great are your mercies, Lord, preserve my life according to your laws." The psalmist knows that God's justice is tempered by his love, a point reiterated in the New Testament teaching of grace through faith in Christ. Verse 160, "The very essence of your words is truth. All your just regulations will stand forever." In an ever-changing world, the word of God remains a constant, eternal truth. Jesus Christ, the word made flesh, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the Shin section, verses 161 to 168, we observe a tranquility that arises from a deep-seated respect for God's word. The psalmist states in verse 161, "My heart trembles at your word," illustrating how a proper understanding of God's word should lead not only to intellectual comprehension, but to emotional and spiritual reverence. We've now reached the final section, Tah, verses 169 to 176, where the psalmist sums up the entire journey. In spite of his love for the law, he confesses his wayward tendencies. Verse 176, "I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant." Here is an acknowledgement that even the most faithful among us have moments of frailty and require God's continual guidance and rescue, much like the prodigal son in Jesus' parable or the Apostle Peter's momentary denial and subsequent restoration. Psalm 119 is not merely an archaic poem, but a timeless, comprehensive guide on how to live a God-honoring life. Its words were true for the ancient Israelites, were affirmed by Jesus, and remain relevant for us today. It teaches us to cherish God's word, to let it guide every area of our lives, and to look to it for comfort and counsel, just as Christ did during his earthly ministry. The beauty of Psalm 119 lies in its intricate layers, its emotional depth, and its unwavering commitment to the truth that God's word is eternal, relevant, and immensely practical. Thank you for journeying through this rich tapestry of divine wisdom, human experience, and eternal truth. May your love for God's word deepen, and may your life be a testament to its transformative power, as was the life of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, thank you for the gift of your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Help us to delight in your statutes, find comfort in your promises, and live by the eternal truths you have given us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.